Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today, I have Marcy Loveless. She is with Carbon Caring for Kids. Now, Carbon Caring for Kids is the charity of the month this month on Castle Country Radio. So we thought we would bring her in, kind of let everybody know what they do at Carbon Caring for Kids and how you can help that out. Marcy, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
So let's talk about Carbon Caring for Kids and how it all came about and what you guys do for the community.
Yeah, this is, I think, our fourth or fifth year that we've started this. It was a couple of moms, Tiffany Noyes and I, we saw a need where there was a counselor that was kind of a little stressed and a little sad that there were kids going home on the weekends that she saw in her schools, and she was giving them granola bars. But as a counselor, you can't feed all of these kids out of your own pocket. So we decided we wanted to just text a whole bunch of people. And after I texted 40 people on my phone, within 2 hours, I had everything I needed for 60 kids for a whole Thanksgiving week break. And after that, we had leftovers and we said, well, this problem isn't going to go away. Let's just keep doing this as long as the community donates the food and helps provide food for these kids. Let's just keep doing it. And we created the Facebook group page, and we're over 1,000 members now. And 4 or 5 years later, we're still up to 145 kids, feeding them every single weekend.
And like you said, that's where we're at now. It's just kind of grown into this thing. And you guys, how does it work? You guys work with the counselors over here in Carbon County, correct? And that's, you kind of get all the information from them. So how do they get the information to you? And how do they kind of collect it if it's what they see?
Yeah.
And then they just kind of get all the info
to
you.
So Randy Lynn Leonard from Mont Harmon, she is kind of our liaison counselor. So she contacts all the counselors. So for us in Carbon Caring for Kids, we do not know who these kids go to. We simply get a number from each school. So the counselors who work with these kids on a daily basis, they kind of see their needs. They are the ones that decide who gets these kits and where that need is. And then they give us a number, and we make that number of kits for that school.
And that's all you go off of. It doesn't matter.
Yep.
You know, you know where they're going, but you don't know who they're going to, and
correct,
you just work to a number.
Yep, it's all anonymous.
And the greatest thing about it is the outpour and the outreach of the community, because, as you said, this is all volunteer-based,
yep,
and it's
100%.
All driven by volunteers. So you were saying that for the month of April, you're good, but you're looking at those first couple of weeks in May, and you could use some volunteers for that?
Yes.
Is that...
So if you are wanting to pack kits and coming to actually pack all of these 145 kits, the month of May, we do have open spots if people want to sign up. Just on our Facebook page, Carbon Caring for Kids, you can message me on there and let me know if there's a Tuesday in the month of May that you would like to come and help pack those kits.
And the other thing about it too is, if you're interested in, if say you don't have time to go and pack these kits or anything like that, the other thing you can do is you're always looking for people to deliver the kits as well,
mm-hmm,
but then you're looking for donations. And where,
yes,
is the best place to find out what you guys need?
So our Facebook page is where I put all of the information that is needed for any kind of help. We accept donations for food. We do. We have a Venmo account, business account for Carbon Caring for Kids now, that you can look that up and just Venmo money over. And we use that money to buy the food items in bulk, where we can get them cheaper through different places. And there's different drop-off points around town to make it easier for you. There's my home, and all this information is on the Facebook page. There's also Carbon Print and Design, Loveless Ash, and Jake Miller Financial are the other three drop-off points.
So if you've got, best thing to do, like you said, is go on the Facebook page.
Yep.
And all the info that you guys need is right there.
Yep.
And
the food that we need is very specific. So if you're wanting to donate food, go on to that Facebook page and you will see the foods that we're needing.
Right, and that brings up a good point. What kinds of things do you pack in these kits that people would need to say, you know what, I'm shopping, I know she needs this, I'll grab a couple of extra. What kinds of things do you guys need for those kits?
All the food that we provide in these kits is something that a kid could open up and eat and go. So things like, we're always needing fruit cups or Go-Go's, the applesauce little pouches or applesauce cups. Cereal, we get the big bags of cereal, and we have different people that package them into smaller bags. Any kind of individually packaged snacks we use, think soccer snacks when you give them out to kids, all of those individual packs. We do Chef Boyardee's for dinners and tuna and cracker little snack boxes. But those are the main ones that we're always needing. So anytime that you're at the store and you just want to pick up a box of fruit cups and drop it off at one of the drop-off points, that's awesome.
Okay, and once again, you also said that you have a Venmo account that's set up. And what account is that under?
At Carbon Caring for Kids.
Okay, so just go, if you have Venmo, go on, find Carbon Caring for Kids, and just donate money. And then that goes into that poll as well. And this is a great thing that you guys have done. It's been 5 years strong now, you're saying. And you're feeding almost 150 kids every weekend?
In Carbon County. In Emory County, there's, I think they're doing about 85 over there as well.
So, great things. Marcy, thank you so much for everything that you guys do over there. And thanks for taking out the time to come in today and letting everybody know about it.
Thanks for having me.
Anytime. Anytime you want to come on, anytime you need any information out there, you let us know. This is a great thing, a great charity. Help them out if you can. Best place, check on that Facebook page.
Yep.
All the info that you need is right there. And that's also the best way to contact you guys, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. So it's Carbon Caring for Kids. They are the charity of the month on Castle Country Radio this month. Get out and help them if you can. For more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.